Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant at Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Edwin Du Bois from the Spirit of Hope United Methodist Church in Golden Valley. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
This is the day the Lord has frozen. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us pray. Lord God, who has many names among us, we come from many different faith traditions. May our personal faiths give us courage to act honestly and well in all matters before us. We confess that we've not always been the people you've called us to be. For that we are sorry and we humbly repent. We thank you that you promised to be with us at all times and in all places, and so we invite you to be present with us this day in this historic chamber. In the middle of this winter time, we take a moment to remember that you are the Lord of all creation. Be with those who work outside. Keep them safe. Be with those who travel, that they may use caution and be protected. We pray for our brave men and women who serve in the military and who defend this country. Whether they serve here or in a foreign land, watch over them and protect them. Shield them from all harm. We pray for all who serve and protect us. We lift up today the police, firefighters, emergency medical workers, and all who risk their safety that we might be well. Protect and watch over them. We have been given a great responsibility, Lord, for the people of this state. We gather to make decisions for all of these people and to represent our communities. Help us to use our best skills and judgment. Fill us with a spirit of understanding, compassion, and knowledge, and fear of the Lord. Bless us with the gifts of counsel and discernment so that we might combine our skills and efforts and work together as your people. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Visible with liberty and justice. The secretary will take the roll.
Okay. Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dedzic, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebretson, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rood, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Wieger, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. Please take note under the second order of business, executive and official communications, the appointment to the Capital Area Architectural Board. We move then to the fifth order of business, reports of committee. Senator Bach. Reports of committee, Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The motion will be laid on the table. We move then to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The Senate will give the Senate bills their second reading. The eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. As indicated, with the exception of Senate File 183, will be referred to the Committee on Environment and Energy. Then we move to the ninth order of business. These are authors' motions, and we will adopt them as one motion. All those in favor of the author motion say aye. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach, take up the confirmation calendar.
Madam President, I move we take up the confirmation calendar.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Then I turn to Senator Marty.
Madam President, I move that the report from the Committee on Environment and Energy reported January 24th, 2013, pertaining to the appointment of the Commissioner of the Pollution Control Agency be taken from the table.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails.
Madam President, I move the foregoing report be now adopted.
All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion prevails.
Madam President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Environment and Energy reported January 24th, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of John Link Stein of Maplewood to the Pollution Control Agency as Commissioner.
Would you like to talk about Mr. Stein for a minute?
Madam President, members, Commissioner Stein has had a long record of good work for state agencies. He worked for DNR for a number of years. He was director of the Environmental Health Division at the Department of Health for a good number of years, and he was deputy commissioner at the PCA and now acting commissioner for the last year. I strongly recommend his confirmation. He's a distinguished person who's worked well with various groups and folks involved in these issues. His whole career has been involved in environmental issues, and I think he'd do a great job, and I urge your confirmation.
Is there any other discussion? Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Madam President. I, too, rise in support of Commissioner Luke Stein. I worked with him back in 04 and 05 on the methamphetamine bill, found him when he was working in the Department of Health, and found him to be very, very good to work with. Didn't leave anything hazy. We checked under everything, and he does his job very well. I'm excited about working with him as the commissioner of the PCA, and I urge your support. Thank you.
Is there any other discussion? On the motion to confirm the appointment of John Link Stein, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. The next confirmation on the calendar is Senator Marty again.
Madam President, I move that the report from Committee on Environment and Energy reported January 24th pertaining to the appointment of Chair of the Board of Water and Soil Resources be taken from the table.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails.
Madam President, I move the foregoing report be now adopted.
All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails.
Madam President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Environment and Energy reported January 24th, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Brian Knapstead of McGregor to the Board of Water and Soil Resources. And Madam President, members, Brian Knapstead has been on the board since 2006. He's a small business owner on Big Sandy Lake in Aiken County. He's been chair of the board for the last 2 or 3 years. I think he's doing a good job, and I strongly urge your confirmation of Mr. Knapstead to the Bowser Board.
Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, Senator Marty moves that we confirm the appointment of Brian G. Knapstead to the Board of Water and Soil Resources. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Metzen.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the report from the Committee on Commerce reported January 28, 2013, pertaining to the appointment of the Commissioner of Commerce be taken from the table.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails.
Madam President, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Metzen.
I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee of Commerce reported January 28, 2013, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent and confirm the appointment Michael Rothman as Commissioner of Commerce.
Senator Metzen, would you like to speak about Mr.
Rothman? Just like to say that I've known Mr. Rothman for many years. He's been involved in public service his whole life. He's been the acting commissioner for 2 years. He stated a number of accomplishments over the last couple of years and some of his goals going forward. And with that presentation to our committee, he was unanimously endorsed by the Commerce Committee. I don't want this to affect the vote here, but he is the brother-in-law of Mr. Latz, so we still should vote for him.
Senator Latz can't vote then. Is there any other discussion? Senator Latz.
Madam President, for the record, I will not be voting on this confirmation.
I was teasing. Any other discussion? Then Senator Metzen moves that we now confirm the appointment of Michael J. Rothman for Commissioner of Department of Commerce. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. We move now to announcements of Senate interest. Are there any announcements?
Madam President.
Who's... Oh, sorry. Senator Hahn. Senator
Hahn. I'm sorry. Madam President, and I would like to ask a question of the Majority Leader.
Will the Majority Leader yield? The Majority Leader will yield. Senator Hahn.
Thank you, Madam President. And Senator Bach, just a question about what we might be doing with respect to making sure that the public is not left in the dark about the agendas in our committees. We have a rule. Senate Rule 12.3 that talks about the requirement that all the agendas for our committees be announced to the public and posted 3 days before any hearings. And there have been a number of examples so far, even though we're not very far into the session, where that rule has not been followed. And I do understand that as we get into the session and we get down to the end and things happen very quickly, and I understand completely that there are occasions where that rule needs to be modified or adjusted, but we're at the very beginning of the session, and there's not, in my opinion, any reason why we cannot abide by the rule of giving a full 3-day notice of agendas. And there's been a number of examples. For example, this past Monday, 4:30, Environment and Energy Committee changed its agenda for Tuesday at noon, and this was with respect to the appointment of for confirmation. Last Wednesday, Committee on Commerce took up the confirmation of the Commerce Commissioner. This was posted the night before. It wasn't sent out to the public until 10 o'clock, a little after 10 o'clock the next day, 2 hours before the confirmation was to be considered. These things, we believe, are just not conducive to good public hearings, to letting the public know what is going on in the committees. So, Senator Bach, I don't understand. We don't understand why this practice has been adopted by the Senate early in the session. And so I would just like to ask you what you are planning to do to make sure that our rules are followed and that the public is given a full opportunity to know what's going to be the agendas of the committees in advance in conformance with our rules.
Senator Bach.
Madam President and members, Senator Hahn, the Rule 12.3 says to the extent practicable. But Senator Hahn, I think you raise a very good point. We'll do our very best. We've got a number of new committee chairs, a number of new committee staff, and we'll certainly do our best, especially this early in the session. I don't see a reason that that we should, to the extent we can, follow the rule, even though there is some flexibility. But so kind of notice to chairs and all of the committee staff, let's stay as close to this rule as we can, even though it's not hard set. I think the public deserves that.
Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session: Senators Cohen, Ortman, and Limmer. Are there any other announcements? Senator Senjum.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I think an email went out, but I just want to remind members, or otherwise tell them if it didn't, that on next Tuesday, the 5th of February, is what we call Rochester Day at the Capitol, Rochester on tour. Frankly, it's a takeoff of what Duluth has done for many years. So it's our day at the Capitol. Typically, we'll have probably around 700 people coming up from Rochester to talk about things that are important to that city. Most importantly to us is there's a an event from 5 till 7 o'clock next Tuesday night at the Wellstone Center, and I hope as many people as possible can attend.
Are there any other announcements? Then Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Monday, February 4th, 11 a.m.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.